We live in a society, friends, that tells us it's the one with the most toys at the end that wins. Well, I've got a passage of scripture and a story I'd like to share with us today, and they both go hand in hand. The title of my message is Being Rich Toward God, and my text can be found in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 12. You can turn in your Bibles there now, friends. We'll be in verses 13 through 21, and let me read us this striking passage of scripture at this time. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, it is not rich toward God. You know, friends, I look around at the news all around us where people are being gunned down right and left in this country just about every day. It's become a bloody nation. It's become a land of sudden death. You can't step out your door, really trust in the fact that you're returned there in your home at night. You could even be gunned down in your bed at night. We've become a violent nation, as in the days of Noah. Well, I want to share a story with you, friends, and I think it relates to our passage today. Listen to this following story. There was an old man named Hans, and he was a farmhand to a wealthy landowner. Old Hans was a faithful employee of this rich man. One day, the wealthy landowner was out riding his black stallion and surveying his vast property when it came upon old Hans. Hans was sitting on the ground eating his lunch. Hans, how are you today? Asked the landowner. Hans replied, Oh, it is you, sir. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you coming. I've grown somewhat deaf lately. I was just sitting here giving thanks to my Lord for the meal which he hath given me today. The wealthy landowner glanced down at the meager meal of a hard piece of bread and a piece of fried pork that the old man was eating. The landowner commented, Hans, is that the kind of food that you're thanking God for? I would feel quite deprived if that were all I had for dinner. Old Hans smiled and replied, God has been good to me. He has kept me employed on your farm these many years. I worked for your father for a long time before you were born. Just then Hans stood up and walked over to the man on the black stallion, and Hans said, Sir, may I share with you my dream that I had last night? Why, certainly, the rich man replied. Well, sir, I dreamed about the heavenly gates of glory last night, and I heard a voice speak to me in the dream. And I feel I should share what the voice said, because it may be a warning to you. What did the voice say? Asked the rich man. Old Hans replied in a serious tone. The voice said that the richest man in the valley would die tonight. Then I woke up. Sir, those solemn words were spoken so plainly, I haven't been able to forget them since. I feel I ought to tell you, because perhaps it is a warning. The landowner's face grew pale, but he tried to laugh it off. Nonsense. You may believe in a place called heaven, but I do not, and I certainly don't believe in any voice you heard from heaven. Good day, Hans. With that, the rich man grabbed the reins of his black stallion and rode off in a cloud of dust. Hans shrugged his shoulders and went back to his lunch. But the rich man could not eat his fine dinner that evening. The lobster remained uneaten on his golden plate. Even his glass of champagne seemed bitter to him that night. He could not get those words of old Hans out of his mind. The words, the richest man in the valley shall die tonight. The landowner thought to himself, surely I am the richest man in this entire valley, for I own most of it. But that old fool Hans should never have told me about his dream, but I won't let the silly words of an ignorant man disturb me. But soon the rich man felt ill, and he had trouble breathing. And finally, in desperation, he called for the town doctor. By the time the doctor arrived, it was late, and he came up the steps to the stately home. The rich man seemed to be on the brink of death. But after the doctor thoroughly examined him, he could not find nothing wrong with the desperate man. He gave the distressed patient a pill and told him to get some rest. Suddenly, the doorbell rang. The rich man yelled out in a distressed voice, "Who could be calling at this time of night?" The doctor walked to the door and opened it. There stood a young farm boy, and he was crying. "Sorry to disturb you, sir, but I must tell you that old Hans died suddenly this evening. I thought you'd like to know." "Yes, friends, the richest man in the valley did die that night. Old Hans, who had a walk with God that no amount of money could buy. And to be rich toward God is to be the richest person in this life and the life to come. And it's my prayer, friends, that that story and this passage will make each of us live more for eternity, to give more of our money to missions and the spread of the gospel, and to live on the out and out for Christ and for His glory, because that's all that matters, and to ask the Lord above to give us a fire where we'll burn so brightly for God that others will catch the flame. Oh, give me a fire, O Lord. Give me a fire for Thee. Give me Your fire, O Lord. Let it burn brightly in me. Give me a fire, O Lord. The wood of my life I give to Thee. Consume my ashes, O Lord, and let a revival begin with me. Give me a fire, O Lord. Give me a glimpse of hell and eternity. Make me a fire, O Lord, so that my life may be burned out for Thee. Give me a fire, O Lord. Increase my desire for Thee. Make me a flame, O Lord, that draws others to You through me. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall these things be which thou hast provided? So it's he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Let us pray.